this next presentation is Raising Expectations for the Blind of the Nation from Florida's 9th Congressional District. Our speaker is a graduate of the George Washington University School of Law, and he was first elected to the Florida legislature at age 29, where he fought to create high-paying jobs, increase access to higher education, and ensure clean water, land, and air for his constituents. He is the first Floridian of Puerto Rican descent to serve in the Congress. And he has developed in his first term, being elected in 2016, he's become known as an individual that brings a sense of humility and determination to public service. He's come to share his perspectives with the blind of the nation. But first, I think we should share our perspective about the fact that he currently is a co-sponsor on every bill we have in the United States Congress. Here is the Honorable Darren Soto.
Ooh, I like that song. Well, greetings, everyone, from the National Federation of the Blind, and welcome to Central Florida and the 9th Congressional District. Are you all having a good time? Yeah. I want to welcome you to Orlando and to the 2018 National Convention, and I want to start by recognizing our Federation President, Mark Riccobono, and the Florida affiliate President, Denise Valcoma. Aren't they doing a great job, everybody? I also want to extend a warm welcome from two world leaders from here in Orlando, Mickey Mouse and Harry Potter. And a warm special thanks to thousands of affiliates, volunteers, and active members of this incredible association. I want to start by talking about a story of triumph here in Florida while I still served in the state Senate. One day, about 3 years ago, I was approached by a constituent of mine who is deaf, Lorraine Velasquez. She started with a sad story that she was in a fight with her mom, who she lived with, and eventually her mother called the police. She had her daughter also living with her. When the police arrived, they did not fully realize that she was deaf and allowed her mother to sign for her. Of course, she incorrectly signed to the police, and the police ended up arresting Lorraine, not knowing that she had a disability and thinking that she was just being belligerent, charged with battery on a law enforcement officer. She also lost her daughter for months. And because of the fact that she didn't have the money to hire a fancy lawyer, she had to plead to charges and started her fight to get her daughter back. She came to me with this story as she was waiting to get her daughter back and said something had to change here in Florida. We needed better practices for our law enforcement, and we needed an ID so that everyone who was deaf could have an official state ID, much like we have for our blind Floridians, so that law enforcement wouldn't be confused when they were interacting with the general public. And even though she thought, how could I do anything? I'm one of millions of Floridians. She reached out to me. She had the courage and insistence to dare to put forward a good idea. And I'm proud to say, after 7 committee meetings, and pushing through one by one, speaking at delegation meetings across the state, we passed the Florida Deaf Floridians ID Act in my last year in the Senate, and you can make change too. Let me hear you. It's through every one of your efforts and passion that the National Federation of the Blind continues to thrive and provide a life-changing venue to help America's blind citizens. I was inspired to learn of the Federation's work to help increase employment and education opportunities, as well as advancing civil rights for the blind. You could count on me to continue supporting legislation in Congress on helping both blind people and to be a proud co-sponsor of multiple bipartisan efforts who have reached out to their members of Congress and are advocating on behalf of our disabilities community. Let me hear you out there. The first act I am honored to co-sponsor is H.R. 1772, the Aim High Act. It creates accessible instructional education materials to improve blind students' access to course materials in higher education. Who believes in equal access to higher education for all Americans? Next, I'm honored to co-sponsor H.R. 1734, Access to Technology Affordability Act. This critical bill calls for refundable tax credits for qualifying access technology services and promoting affordability for all blind Americans. We need access to all technologies and making them more affordable so that every blind American has equal access to the American dream. If you believe that, let me hear you. Next, we are working on and co-sponsoring H.R. 1377, Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act. How many people here are fighting to make sure that gets passed? Let me hear you out here. This legislation removes barriers to employment opportunities for persons with disabilities to fully integrate our workforce. How many people here want to continue to work in dignity, earn a living for your families, and pursue the American dream? Let me hear you. I also recently read about how under the 1936 Randolph-Shepard Act that blind people have contract preferences for federal facilities for vending services. We need to continue to fight for this because under the current infrastructure plan currently presented and looked at through Congress, there would be a disruption of these contracts. How many people are going to go and advocate to their members of Congress to make sure we continue to have a strong business community among our blind Americans here in the United States? Because we need your help. We must find effective rehabilitation practices. We must tackle discrimination against the blind, and we must search for new creative technology and initiatives for a better quality of life. Technology, whether it is autonomous vehicles or new technologies out there to help out with daily living, we need to continue to invest in research. Are you going to help me make sure our Congress makes this and new technologies a priority? That's what I like to hear. And associations like the National Federation of the Blind are leading those efforts, not only through your tireless advocacy, but also by providing the friendships, mentorship, and community building among members. We heard our chairman, Mr. Romano, a constituent of mine, talk about how we have all these issues that technology brings that can make our lives better. But we also have ethical issues that we have to mentor through, that we have to make sure Congress understands about. And what is it about? It's about equal access for everyone to the American dream. Are you going to stand with me both here in Orlando and up in Washington? Are you going to make sure that you are heard, that you are seen, that you are making a difference throughout this nation? Are you going to make sure we have an continue to make a more equal nation for everyone, for you, for your families, and for blind Americans coming up through Next Generation. Let me hear you. Together we are and continue to make a difference. So thank you again to all of you for choosing Orlando. We are honored to have you here. Stand up for your rights. Also have a little fun while you're here. And I want to thank you again and everyone at the National Federation of the Blind. You are leading the way in America to continue the American dream. Let's keep it up, everybody. Thank you.